Each of us, whether we're a child or a young adult or midlife or nearing the end of our life, each of us must choose how we will spend the time that God has given us. And whether we will be like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, doing things on the outside, but wasting our time as far as eternity is concerned, or whether we will direct the use of our time, direct what remains of our life toward what we were made for, Almighty God. It is certain that we will only find happiness in God. We can find some temporary joy here, some pleasure here. But if you do not possess God, when you die, you will be miserable for eternity. You will be missing what you were made for, and you will never have a chance to get it again. But if you choose God, then you will have joy beyond description forever. Our Lord said that the path is narrow and the way is straight that leads to salvation, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. He did not say that it's impossible to find. As a matter of fact, he said that if we seek, we will find it. But it is narrow. There's many things we could choose to do, many sins we could choose to commit. But there's only one way to heaven: through the love of God, the keeping of the commandments, and the practice of the virtues. Prayer and penance, as were the two prongs of our attack on getting to heaven. By penance, we break down the resistance of our fallen human natures. Our natures are inclined to be bad. They're inclined to sin. We see that. If we just let ourselves go, do what we feel like, we will tend towards sin. And so penance disciplines that. And it also makes up to God for the things that we have done wrong. And prayer obtains for us the life of grace. St. John the Baptist said of our Lord, "He must increase and I must decrease." And likewise, we can say that of ourselves. How much I act from pride, from selfishness, how much my life is directed towards me alone and me exclusively, that must decrease. And how much my life is directed towards the love of God, that must increase. How much my heart is attached to the things of this world, to pleasures, to sins, to wealth, to whatever it may be, popularity, that must decrease. And how much I am attached to God and the things of the Spirit, to virtue and heaven, that must increase. And penance especially serves to decrease the worldly aspect in us, and prayer and the sacraments to build up the life of Christ within us. Now, we don't enjoy doing penance. The saints did because they saw how valuable it was. But it's the nature of penance that it's something difficult, something unpleasant to our natures. And one of the best penances is fasting, because it strikes at the root of our natural desires. And Holy Mother the Church knows this. She understands this, and she understands the difficulty, how hard it can be. And so she sets down a bare minimum. It is her job to get us to heaven. And she knows that without penance, that's not possible. Christ said, "Unless you do penance, you will likewise perish." And so she sets the minimum with her laws on fast and abstinence. And Catholics have a serious obligation to obey these laws. They're not optional. There's a minimum there. The law of fast applies to those who are 21 years old, they've turned 21, up until they turn 59. On a day of fast, we may eat only one full meal, and that not usually before noon. And we may have meat only once at our main full meal. And we can take two smaller meatless meals, which if you took them together wouldn't make a full meal, that are just sufficient to maintain our strength. And this is all detailed in the bulletin. Every day of Lent, with the exception of Sundays, are days of fast. The law of abstinence has to do with eating meat. Everyone who is 7 and older is bound by the law of abstinence. Every Friday of the year is a day of complete abstinence. Or, if you look at the calendar, a whole fish day. They have a whole fish if it's a complete abstinence day. So every Friday of the year, we may not eat meat. A day of partial abstinence, we may have meat only once at the main meal. And those days are listed in the bulletin. If I remember correctly, Ash Wednesday is a day of complete abstinence as well. We see, in point of fact, that those who have succeeded in being good have made use of the practices of penance. Look at the life of any saint. Remember, those are the successful people. Those are the people we want to be like. All of them have practiced penance. Now, the Holy Mother of the Church lays out these laws. Our parents encourage us to make sacrifices during Lent. All of us usually give something up special during Lent. But it's very important that it comes from us. Nobody but yourself gets to decide whether you go to heaven or to hell. It's your decision. Whether you're 7 years old or you're 70 years old, you're the only person who can practice virtue for yourself. You're the only person who can commit sin for yourself. So it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter whether other people fulfill their duties or not. Those things are important. But if we're talking about our salvation, that's our decision. We are free to, we can choose to commit sin and merit the punishment, or we can choose to practice virtue and merit a reward. And if you're a teenager, if you're a young adult, now's the time to practice those things. A lot of people look at the saints of the past and go, wow, look at that, they were so good back then. Well, why not you? Like the Mercedes commercial from London, if you ever listen to AM radio. One of the other ones. Maserati, I think. Why not you? Why not today? Why can't you own a Maserati? Why can't you be a saint? Especially if you're a young person. Why not? There were saints who were teenagers. There were saints who were children. There were martyrs at 13 years old. And we are just as capable of sanctity as they were. We are just as capable of holiness as they were. But to do that, we have to be willing to sacrifice. To succeed at anything, you have to be willing to sacrifice. No. We want to go into Lent with a positive spirit. We don't suffer and sacrifice just for the sake of that. It's because of the good that it does. If we make a very good Lent, we will have a very happy Easter. If we practice penance in this world, we will have a lot of joy in eternity. And if we have a hard time practicing penance, if we have a hard time with the fasting, if we have a hard time with the sacrifice, try to remind yourself of the great value it has, that it will help you to become holy if you do it well. Now, on that point, if you have health conditions or if you have some reason that you're not able to fast, that of course can be, that can be the situation. If you need any guidance in that matter, please feel free to speak with me, because the church is practical in her prescriptions. Let us know well the fast laws of the church, and let us keep them in the good spirit. Our Lord said, when you fast, don't, you know, be all downcast and sad and tired because I'm fasting. Everyone should feel sorry for me. He said, no, when you fast, nobody should notice. As a matter of fact, you should be more cheerful than your usual. He said, wash your face and anoint your head so that no one may know, so that your Father who sees in secret can reward you. So we want to have that positive attitude towards it. We should be more generous, more charitable, more kind during the time of penance, like the church lays out. Of all the epistles of the year that she could have chosen for this Sunday, she chooses to speak of charity. So as we go into the holy season of Lent, let us remind ourselves of the great value of these things for our salvation and the salvation of our loved ones. Let us try to be cheerful and joyful in their practice. Let us discipline ourselves and reduce sin and worldliness in our life. And by prayer and devout reception of the sacraments, increase the grace of God in our life. So that, like St. John, we can say honestly, he must increase, but I must decrease. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.